Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Is Brock Purdy playing? Nope. Is Nick Bosa playing? Nope. And that might be an equal concern. You threw out an interesting question a second ago, which is sort of like, which one is a bigger deal,
right,
to have to play without? We'll get into that in a second. And because we want to really kind of talk that out and season outlook with all of you at 888-957-9570, taking your phone calls right now, and we want to let you hear everything that Kyle Shanahan said today about Brock and Nick and Brandon Allen, who will start. We're going to do all of that in about 25 minutes or so. So that's all coming up, and we really want to focus on it, which means we should probably take a minute right now and fade the dibber.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it, you make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
Well, last night they weren't just home dogs, but that is their nickname as well, and them dogs were barking. And the Cleveland Browns don't only cover, but they win the game outright. And so you are very, very much not hot.
No.
And you are not trying to get back to 500 this week either.
No.
A full 2 games under. And that spread, it's like Darren Ruff. It's on the move.
Totally.
The spread is on the move. 5.5 now, all the way up to 5.5 with no Brock, no Nick. The Packers favored. Dan?
Well, I was going to say all week that if Bosa was out, I was just going to take the Pack. If Bosa was in, I was going to take the Niners, all the while thinking that Brock Purdy was going to play. The news now, Brock out, Bosa out. The spread is ballooned to 5.5, but man, I can't put my faith in this team with a backup quarterback. Even though their backs are against the wall, Green Bay also highly motivated to win. 5.5 is a lot, but not too much to scare me. Go Pack, go. I'm going against the Niners, which is rare. I'm taking the Pack and laying the 5.5. Go, go.
Go, Pack, go. I do enjoy that, except for when they're playing the Niners.
Yep, fair enough.
But I'm comforted by your pick.
You going to take the Niners and the points?
I don't have to do a damn thing. I just sit here and listen to you.
I asked you a question.
No, I'm staying away.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Game. You know what? When you make a pick that I firmly disagree with, you know what I do.
You start clapping and cheering like a monkey. Fade. And then Grandy and Lucas are in there doing the do-si-do and pumping their fists.
Dude, we run around the room.
Whatever, you got one right. Are you happy?
Like a clam
dance.
It's like a square dance in here when you make the wrong pick and we feel it. Like we feel it with our bones and our bellies.
Let me ask the room then. Is anybody taking the Niners in the 5.5 in there?
Yep.
Okay. Good. I love it.
I hope the Niners can win and cover. I got to think about that, but I'm not running around chanting fade. I don't even know who the hell's playing in this football game. at minimum,
Brandon Allen.
Right. Is Trent Williams playing?
Maybe Jalen Moore.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't even know.
This is why I, in real life, bet it on Monday when it was at 1.5. Not expecting Brock to be out, but thinking, you and I talked about it, Nick Bosa, it didn't seem like was going to be able to play.
Sure.
Well, I hurt my other oblique, and I've got now two obliques, and they both hurt. So I didn't think that he'd play, which tells me you got trouble on a defense that doesn't have any other game wrecker.
I think this is actually wonderful for Nick Sorensen. Let's see you coordinate, dude. Let's see it. And I'm not like holding you to the performance when you're without your top players. But what I do think has to happen is you have to have a different approach.
Blitzing?
Yeah. Like I said this to you the other day. The whole point, the whole like eye of the storm of this idea of Nick Sorensen and his vanilla ice cream is Nick Bosa. That's the whole point of the whole defense. They're rushing four because they think they can rush four because Nick Bosa. And by the way, the metrics will tell you they're usually right, at least for 3.5 quarters. But anyway, you had those numbers the other day. Nick goes out, and Seattle couldn't do a damn thing all day. Nick leaves, and they did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, 30 plays, 186 yards, which is 6.1 per play, 3 scores on 3 drives, 2 tuds, and a fuga, and that's going to do it.
Yeah, and that is 17 of their 20 points.
Correct, and without
they,
Nick.
And they win the football game.
And this offense is better, and the thing about it, about Nick Sorensen and blitzing, I don't think that they have the personnel to blitz.
Maybe not, but you have to do something.
Right.
You can't just rush four and sit there with a bowl of vanilla ice cream and put your feet up and on Ottoman and go, we're good. You're not good.
Well, you're allowed to.
You'll lose.
I agree.
You'll lose. You're going against one of the best pass-blocking offensive lines in football. You're going up against one of the most raw, talented quarterbacks in all of football. He can move. He's got an absolute howitzer of an arm. They're at home. They're motivated. Their receiving core is healthy, which is like seemingly never the case. But they are right now with Dobbs and Watson and Reed. They got all their things humming, man. And so you're going to have to do something. And again, I'm not going to hold you like, oh, you better hold the Packers under 17 points or you stink. I'm not going to do that. But like, there is a piece of me that's like, good. Can we see, like, just do something.
Something, right.
Do something and let us see what you're trying, because there's no way they can just go vanilla in this game. And if they do, then I think fans are absolutely right to say some things the following day.
Well, they may not go vanilla, but they're not going to go full on Neapolitan or Spumoni or Jamocha Almond Fudge. They might go French vanilla. They might go vanilla with a dab of a chocolate chip here and there.
Let's see it.
This team is not built to do what I want. They blitz the second least amount in the NFL, and their blitz pressure percentage is in the middle of the pack. So you're not suddenly going to lose your best pass rusher and start rushing 5 and 6 all the time and have your rookie and your inexperienced corners go out there on an island.
Well,
it just doesn't seem to me to be the way that this team approaches it.
It's not. You're absolutely
Steve
right.
Steve Wilkes lost his job because he blitzed too much.
And you also have a healthy, talented, young receiving core. Do you want to leave all of your corners on an island? No, although the cornerback room is as healthy as it has been all year long. Renardo Green is now up to speed. And my understanding is that Charvarius Ward is expected back for this game. And Diamador Lenore is a young star. Is Ward in?
No, he's out.
Oh, he's out.
Yep.
Never mind. Take that point and throw that in the trash too. So, Yeah, like you're right that you're not going to put those corners on an island. And in fact, that's not the way Kyle Shanahan likes to do things anyway.
Exactly.
But that's my point. My point is you're in a really bad spot. So therefore, to me, that's when coordinators coordinate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
You got to coordinate.
Luda.
You got to go out there and do that thing. So I'm interested to see what they try, because they're going to have to try something.
Do you want the full injury report for the Niners?
Let's do it.
Tatum Bethune out. Nick Bosa out. Jacob Cowing out. Kevin Givens out. Brock Purdy out. Charvarius Ward out. John Feliciano and Trent Williams questionable. McCaffrey and Kittle officially cleared and good to go.
Oh, Kittle's in.
Yeah, McCaffrey too.
Well, I never thought McCaffrey was going to be out.
And I'm wondering why that you two back there love the not love, but are betting on the Niners plus the 5.5.
The bid is called Fade the Divers.
Yeah, I think I think their reason is you picked the Packers.
No, that's great.
And for a lot of people,
normally,
that's all the reason they need.
But they don't always jump in with both feet. Sometimes they will tiptoe. Sometimes they will kitty foot in there.
I don't think they jumped in with both feet. Again, I didn't see arms and limbs flying around the room like we did last night when all three of us absolutely threw a complete party.
Last night, yep.
Yeah, because you picked the Steelers. And all of us were feeling real, real good about them dogs.
Yeah, Jameis Winston, I underestimated him.
Yeah, so it was just like, you know, gut feeling, weather equalizer, Thursday night, coming off an emotional win for the Steelers. They don't score touchdowns, even though they did score, I think, one out there last night. But anyway,
Jalen Warren.
Yeah. I guess they scored two then, huh? Because Russell Wilson had a touchdown pass too.
Yep.
Wow, they scored two touchdowns and still lost.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But anyway, like,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't think anybody feels that way. No, how can you? How confident can you be in the 49ers right now?
Well, if you want to talk about, there are six most important players. Two are definitely not playing, and a third is a game time decision.
Well, list those. Who are their six most important players?
I would say Brock, Trent, Christian, Fred, Nick, and George.
George, okay.
That'd be my six. Okay. I mean, that's a rough six, but I think that's fair. The quarterback's always number one, and he's out.
It's interesting. I think for the last couple of years, a lot of people would have put Debo on that list, and suddenly now he's fallen off.
Well, he's not on the list. I wouldn't put him in the top six now.
We certainly did last year.
This is not last year.
Yeah,
and what he's done this year has not been top six worthy, in my opinion.
No.
I would even argue that Juwan is more important than Debo right now.
Well,
because Juwan has replaced Brandon. Brandon was more important than Debo last year. Brandon's ability to be a guy who gets open, and now Juwan is doing that.
Well, not based on how things played out. I mean, the offense completely, when Debo left against Cleveland, that's what kicked that three-game losing streak.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just Brandon in general, I think, was a more important player. But this is more a point to say, if you don't have Trent, and I said all last year that I thought he was the most important player on offense, this year, maybe not as much, but you always want to have a quarterback, protect the quarterback, and go get the quarterback, and you might be without all three of the critical pieces in that that computation. All three. But yeah, fade the dipper. You guys are right.
Yeah,
I'm not getting this one wrong.
I'm
allowed to. 17 and 19 is on the phone. Yeah.
I mean, if I can,
I locked it.
I mean, if I can psychoanalyze you for a second and your weaknesses as a better, if you want me to.
You can. You're allowed to. I can't stop you.
Well, I think that a better leans to favorites because they're like, oh, well, the Packers are the better football team. Right, but they have to cover 5.5 points.
I get it.
Like, that's
I wonder what my record is with favorites as opposed to dogs. It's a big ask, Grandy. I know you have the spreadsheet, but
get in there. I wonder how many dogs you even picked so far this year.
It's funny you say that because in my confidence pool, I noticed early on that the majority of the high scorers came when the favorites were heavily, like when the favorites won a lot.
Yeah, people bet favorites.
I've been betting a lot of dogs in my confidence pool, and I've done very, very well.
There you go.
Now on the air and in the bit, I just pick the picks that we pick, and I don't just try to lean dog just on principle.
No, there's no principle to it. It's just funny that when people see a game like that and they're like, oh, the Niners are hampered. Well, the Packers are going to kill them. Packers minus whatever. Yeah. I think if you, for a lot of people, if you made the Packers an 8-point favorite this weekend, they'd be like, Packers.
See, that gets tough.
Yeah.
For me, but 5.5 is, I mean, it's kind of a manageable number.
It's a lot, though. Yeah, what do you got, Grandy?
You are 10-9 when betting favorites.
Okay. Huh. So that means I'm 7-10 on dogs.
That's more dogs than I would have guessed.
I bet 19 favorites and 17 dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
Okay, yeah.
Apology right. accepted.
I didn't apologize.
You tried to psychoanalyze and you were wrong.
I wasn't. You've bet more favorites than dogs.
Barely, but you were, the way you were saying it, you were trying to portray it like I'm some sort of a favorite sycophant. Somebody who just drools and slobbers over favorites.
I wasn't trying to portray anything. That's my take on what, like last night, that was what your weakness was.
Yeah, points to Dibber here.
Steelers to the Browns? Steelers are way better. It was clearly a Browns night.
Yeah, that was Thursday nights are funky. And last night, I admitted going in, was not one that I loved either way. So, you know, you got to make a pick. And I missed that one.